Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Dalid Amud Aleph. And we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new Simen, Simen Shin Mem Gimel, which deals with Dinei Katan B'Shabbos, the halachas of young children on Shabbos. And the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Katan Ochel Mevelos, Ein Beis Din Mitzuvin L'Hafrisho. If a young child is eating nevela, non-kosher, non-shechted meat, so Beis Din doesn't have an obligation, they're not commanded to stop him from eating such meat. However, his father is, Aval Aviv, the father of the child, is Mitzuva Ligorbo, he has to glower at him, and L'Hafrisho, Me Isidaraisa. He has to go and separate him, the Ramah says, from an Isidaraisa. Now, let's understand this. There's a lot to be said about this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us, Nevelos, what do we mean by Nevelos? It's not only Nevelos specifically, it's not as a din specific to Nevelos, but what din kol shari surim. The same thing applies to all other prohibitions as well. The kein chilul Shabbos, likewise, if the child were to be mechal Shabbos, he's desecrating the Shabbos. So im osil adas atzmo, if the child's doing it for his own benefit, then you're not mechuyiv to stop it. However, avalim osil bishvil gadol, if the young child is doing this for the benefit of an adult, so then you have to go and stop him. Tzorich limchos biyado, you must go and prevent him from doing something for your benefit, as we'll see in Dirshu footnote number 1. In that situation, it's as if he's doing it for yourself, and it's as if you're doing it. Ukide'el, back to the Mishneh Berurah, Ukide'el b'simin shin lamedalet sivchav hei, where we learned these halachos already, and ayin shav in the Mishneh Berurah. And that's where Dirshu footnote number 1 remind us, shekotan shebo l'chabos sreifa b'shabbos. If a young child is going to put out a fire on Shabbos, again, we're talking in that situation where there's absolutely no pikuach nefashos at all, you must protest him from doing so. And the Mishneh Berurah said over there, afilu kotan shelo yigia l'chinuch, even as a very young child, you have to protest, because the child is doing it for your benefit, and therefore, you're not allowed to let this happen. In regards to this protest that you must do, so the Sharutzian over there in Siv Katan and Dala tells us, Im Hadleika Eitz Loviv, if the fire is right next to where the father is, so then the father has to protest and stop it from doing so, mid the Araisa, because the child is clearly doing it for the father's behalf, and therefore the father would be over. Lo sasa kol melacha atu vin chavitecha. However, if the child is nowhere near the father, so then it's only a mitzvah de rabbanon in that situation to stop it. In any event, Dirshu footnote number 1 continues and writes, the chiyuv zeh shel shvisas katan b'shabbos, this requirement to not let your child work on Shabbos, to do isurim on Shabbos. So the Shaar Etzion adds as well, shenomad me apasuk lo sas, as we pointed out, this is learned out from that pasuk, you're not allowed to have him do any work. And shelo sechuas achiezer. So it brings down over there, shalav zeh nosaf b'shabbos she'eno b'shar isurim. This is an additional prohibition that we don't find by other isurim. Shebechol ha'isurim, in general, on isurim on Shabbos, the isur from the Torah is kishemachilu isur b'yadayim. It's when you're actually doing something with a child directly. You're feeding him, for example, something that's not kosher. And this is different over here because even though you're not actually doing it over here, since the child is doing it al das aviv, the father is obligated to stop the child from doing so. Furthermore, he adds that if the child is being mechal Shabbos on the benefit of the father, and the father doesn't stop the child, so Chaim Brisk, the great Chaim Brisker, brings down Shekivan Sha'av Mitzuvah Shvisas Mino, since the father is obligated to stop his son. So in this situation, it's as if the father is Mechal Shabbos Mamish himself, and the father, therefore, is a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos. He becomes a formal desecrator of Shabbos, doing it intentionally, and therefore, even though this is only technically a lav, nevertheless, Mikom Makom Melech Shabbos Chamur Yosem Yishar Yisurim, he's considered much more of a sinner than in other sins. Finally, the Chiyav of Shvisas Mino Akaton, Hayim Mitzuva Bo'af B'yontif. Does this also apply in Yontif, or is this only a din on Shabbos? So this is a machlokes. The Or Sameach brings down that it's not a din on Shabbos, on Yontif. It's only a din on Shabbos. Chiyav Zed, Deino Dafko B'Shabbos will be Yontif. It doesn't apply on Yontif. On the other hand, Rav Ozan Zatzal and the Shevet Halevi brings down Shetoli B'machlokes or Rishonim Im Yisuri Lavin B'Yontif No Mother B'Shabbos. This is a machlokes. Is it or is it not applicable on Yontif? The Mishneh Berurah continues in Siv Katan Beis. The father has to stop the child, however. While Beis may not be mitzuva to stop him, the father does. And the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Da'afilu l'chanech banov uvnosav v'mitzas hutal olav. Not only does the father have to stop the child, but the father has an obligation to teach his sons and his daughters and how to perform mitzvahs properly. As the pasuk says, Kedichsiv, chanoch l'nar al pidarko, you have to teach your children. But kol shekein, and certainly lafrisha me'isr, to stop them from doing prohibitions, the mutal alav, that's an obligation that's incumbent upon the father. But then he brings down the yesh me'achron mishasovrim, the mitzvah schinuch mutal gam le'em. This isn't only solely upon the father, there are those achronim that say this is also an independent obligation on the mother as well. The issue footnote number two brings down what happens if a parent unfortunately has a child that is a shota or a cherish, a person whose lav, a bar das, will never become a bar das. Unfortunately, they have mental challenges, and unfortunately, they are not going to be able to become ever a fully adult person. They don't have the mental abilities to do so. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, in this situation, eino mechuyavim, then you don't have any obligation of chinuch, because unfortunately this child will never be able to reach the status of being a mentally competent adult, and therefore there is no din of chinuch in this situation. It's not to say that you shouldn't try and do whatever you can for the child, but if the child doesn't have the capability of reaching the bar das even when he matures, so then there is no such obligation on the parent to be mechanech such a child, according to this opinion over here of the Kaf HaChaim. However, you still would not be allowed to go feed him something that is treif with your hands. And the Prima Begadim adds that this would be aser, kemosha aser l'hachal l'kata, that this would never be allowed over here no matter what. The issue footnote number three brings down the unfortunate situation where the child is not living by the father. Let's say, Rachmana l'Islam, a case where the parents are separated and the child lives by the mother. So then, Rav Azza Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, in that situation, the father also no longer has the mitzvah chinuch on his child. It brings a raya from Rashi, from Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Ayin, Shekotin av shegia legil chinuch potim mikriyashma. A young child, even though he understands about kriyashma, who's not going to be able to go and stay up late enough to stay with his father in shul, for example, when Marv is late, so then the father has no obligation in that situation to teach the child to say Kriyat Shema at that point in time, because the child is not considered in his Rishus, the child's at home sleeping, and therefore the father doesn't have that obligation. Likewise, when the child's in yeshiva, in school, so if Nissen Karlish Shlita brings down, Shemistaber, in that situation, it makes sense that since the father is paying the tuition for the child, so the melamed, so to say, takes over the responsibility of the father in that situation and has an obligation, just like the father, to inculcate mitzvos into the child. The issue footnote number four brings down that just like the opinion that says that the mother has over here an obligation to go and teach the child, the Mati Ephraim brings down that she's makayim as a mitzvah, even if you hold that she's not obligated to do so. Everybody agrees that the mother certainly gets a mitzvah chinuch if she does teach a child, whether she's obligated to do so or not. And likewise, a child, Rachmana l'Islam, that doesn't have a father, the father is unfortunately not available, the father is either dead or he's not around, so yesh omim she'imo v'habeiz din chayovim l'chanchu. In that situation, there is an opinion that states that the mother of the beis din would be obligated to go and educate that child. And finally, the chinuch haktanim in midos in yiras shemayim, in order to properly improve the character of a child, to raise him as a God-fearing, good Jewish boy or girl. So Nissen Karlitz Shlita brings down in this situation that even according to the opinion that says a mother normally doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch, however, in regards to instilling Yiras Shamayim, which is often the primary responsibility of the mother because she spends so much time with the children at home, especially when they're younger, so that he says is vaday mutol gam aleihem. That's an obligation that certainly is on the mother as well. And he says the pasuk al titosh toras imecha, do not turn away from the Torah of your mother. He says adarabba is a chi of mutal yoser aleihu hamasaskim mekotar. It's actually more prominent on the mother and others that take care of the young children than possibly the father. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel. The Ramah had said that this is true for Yisurim Daraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Be'emes, afilu mi'isur d'rabbanon chayv lahafrish. It's not only a Daraisa that you have to stop the child from transgressing, but even a d'rabbanon. Kimo d'tzorot l'chaymchu b'mitzvah d'rabbanon. Just like you have an obligation to go and inculcate him in the performance of mitzvahs, oh, both a deraisa and a derabbanan nature, so too you should stop the child from transgressing not only deraisas but midrabbanans as well. As we've learned previously. So what's the nafkamina over here? Eli says the nafkamina, the practical ramification of this statement over here, is the beisa derabbanan in regards to a rabbinical prohibition. Im lo hifrisho of in based in mochem yodo, if the father did not separate the child from doing this issa derabbanan, based in won't protest and force the hand. Avo b'issa deraisa, but if the father doesn't stop his younger child from doing an issa deraisa, then based in mochem biyado of lafisho, then based in can force the situation and force the father to separate his son from doing the avera. The Vilna Gaon adds, Hagro Perash. That's why the Ramah said over here, we're talking here about an Issa Daraisa. The Miissa Darabonim, Pahmim She'en Tzarich Lafrisho. The Gra says that sometimes for an Issa Darabonim, you're not obligated to separate the child. He says, V'af li ten lo l'chachil mutter. And even in some situations, you could actually give him an Issa Darabonim. For example, Dainu Bishit Tzarich L'kach. For example, the child needs this. He's a very young child, and could go in Rechitz of Sich B'Yom Kippurim. You're allowed to go and wash him or anoint him on Yom Kippur, which would otherwise be an Issa. But for a young child who needs this, you'd be allowed to do so. He further adds, if a parent hears his young children saying Lashon Hara, so then mitzvah ligor behem, the parents have to go and be very strong and strict and tell them that this is wrong. And to separate them from these terrible habits of telling Lashon Hara. And likewise, if they're getting into fights, the sheker and lying, uklalos, and all sorts of cursing and bad things, that's a terrible thing, and parents have to separate the children from doing so. The Mishnah Berurah comments and says, Nebuch, because of our sins, common nishalm is that many people are lenient and lax in this, and they fail in this parental responsibility. They allow the children to go speak Lashon Hara, or Rechilus, other form of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is something that's true. Rechilus could be something that's true or not true. Ulakalala, to curse and do all sorts of terrible things. And therefore, when these young children do this and the parents don't object, they become very, very familiar and regular in this type of activity. They become so immersed in this type of incorrect behavior that even when they get older and they get a little bit more seichel, they can't change. Even if they understand that it's a terrible issa that they're doing, kashalo lifros mehergelo. It becomes very difficult to change their habits. Shehur gabaz yeshanim rabos, because they become so accustomed to it for many years of childhood. And unfortunately, it becomes to them as if it was permissible. The issue footnote number 9 brings down an extremely important statement from the Chofetz Chaim, who writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara, if only parents would go and stop their children from saying Lashon Hara from a young age, and likewise that they shouldn't curse and shouldn't lie and shouldn't do all sorts of bad things, it would become ingrained in them and it would be the regular normal way that they would act, and it would be very easy for them as adults to maintain a high level of kedusha and sanctity, and they would be zocheh l'chai olam haba. They would get future eternity as well as having wonderful lives in this world, as it says, furthermore, he adds as follows, and he says, if a Malamed sees that one of the students in his class has done something wrong, it's a terrible thing to ask the other students to tattle and say, which student did it? And Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Sound of Igros Moshe, says that this is Dovah Mechur Lasus Kein. You shouldn't turn the children into tattletales. And this will, in fact, Gorim LeTalmidim Sheikolu B'Issa Lashon Hara. It will, unfortunately, cause them to become very lax in Lashon Hara when you basically instruct them and tell them, yes, you have to tell the Rebbe who was the one that threw the spitball or did the bad thing. You're basically encouraging them to learn Lashon Hara. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'da, d'shir ha'chinuch b'mitzvah sasehu b'chol tinuk l'fi charifuso v'idioso. One should know that the obligation to teach a child is based upon each child's personal capabilities. It's not a set age for a certain thing at a certain age. But every child is different. Some child are smarter, some child are not as fast and swift, and therefore each child needs to be educated chanoch l'nar alpi darko. So all of these rules aren't absolute. Some children, it's at a certain age that you have to be mechanech them, other children at a different age. And every mitzvah might be different. B'chol dover l'fi inyano, and everything has to be looked at in context. Kigon, hayodea minyan Shabbos. If the child knows about Shabbos, chayv lo gil l'shmo, kiddush v'avdala. At that age, the child should stay up for kiddush and avdala. Hayodea l'sativ kalocha, if somebody knows how to appropriately wear a garment, so then chayv b'tzitzis, then he should be wearing tzitzis. V'chanal b'simin yud zayin, as we've already learned. V'chayin kol kayotzi b'zayin, this is true with all mitzvahs over here. Maybe mitzvahs asay, shal Torah, maybe shal divrei sofrim, whether it's a Torah commandment or a rabbinical commandment, you judge each child appropriately. But to teach a child not to do sins, to stay away from certain things, whether it's rabbinical or Torah-driven, as soon as the child reaches the age that he understands, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, so then even though he fully doesn't understand Shabbos, you should tell him not to do those things. If the child understands, I'm not allowed to do that, or I'm not allowed to eat that, so then at that age, not talking about a baby, you're talking about a young child, he may not fully understand what Shabbos is, but knows, I'm not allowed to do that, so he won't do it. But a little baby that doesn't understand Shabbos, you can tell him not to do something. The child doesn't understand what it means not to do something. You don't even have to stop him from eating something that's not kosher, or milchal Shabbos, afilu b'sushul Torah, or even to prevent him from doing an issur Torah over here. Kiven she'eino mevin klalo inyan mashimonu mafrisho, because he has no understanding of what he's doing over here. Tisha footnote number 16 does bring down the af shemin adin eino mechuyev lafrisho, even though you may not be obligated to do so. The Rama tells us a very important din, and when it comes to trade for stuff over here, it can be metamtem es libo v'gorim lo tevara. Ingesting trade for things is a terrible thing, and the Shach brings down that this can absolutely have a terrible impact on you later in life, and one should try as much as possible, even though you may not be obligated to do so, to not have your children ingest trade for things. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein imu kohen, if the child is a kohen, so ein tzarich lotzio mibayish tumah b'socho, you don't have to make him leave a house where nebuch is a dead person or some other type of tumah inside there. Ela im kein hu b'havana, unless he understands what it means, then you should tell him to leave. As I mitzvah, I love it. In that situation, there's mitzvah the father lotzio kedil afrisho min ha'isur machmas mitzvah tzchinuch. Then the father has an obligation al tzchinuch to educate the child to have the child leave the house because he understands a little bit about tumah and tara. What about to bring him into a house that already has tuma inside of it? And likewise, to give him other isurim, that is forbidden. Asur afilu betino sheino bar havana adayin. The father should not do that, even for a child that doesn't reach the age of even understanding what's going on. As we will learn shortly. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah adds, umikomokum eishes kohen muberes, a wife of a kohen, so she is not herself obligated in Tumah V'Tara, but Mu'uberis, if she's pregnant, there may be a boy child inside of her, Shekov Yomela Levis, and she's close to the time of giving birth, Muteris L'Kodnes L'Chadchila B'Olameis. She would be allowed, this pregnant mother in the ninth month, would be allowed to go into the Ol of Ameis, where if she had a baby boy, that boy would not be allowed to stay there, but here we allow the mother to go inside over there. Even though it's a high likelihood that she's about to go into labor over there, and maybe she'll give birth to a boy, and the boy will then become Tommy over there. Nevertheless, afilu hachi mutter, the svek sveko, because this is a svek sveko, a double suffix over here. Number one, maybe she'll give birth to a girl, shema ye nekeva. And number two, v'shema ye nefel, nebuch rachman al-san, it could be a miscarriage, so there's more than a 50% chance that it won't be a live boy, and therefore we're allowed to rely upon this in this situation. Dirsha footnote number 18 brings down, nowadays with modern technology and a sonogram where you can tell the gender of the child, so then you don't have the svek svek anymore, possibly. So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down that you don't have any obligation over here to, so to say, unravel this svek svek over here. The woman can go into a hospital to give birth over there, even though there's a chance that there's a mace in the hospital. There's much more about this can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 18, Ayin Shum, but because we're running out of time, I don't have the time to do this right now, but it's fascinating information. Now we go to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber continues, and he says, Ulahachilo biyadayim, to actually feed the child with your hands something that's osur. Aser, afilu dvarim sha'asurim midivrei sofer. You can't actively feed the child things that are aser, even if they're only aser, from a rabbinical point of view. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Dalet, l'chol adam, this is true for any person. Va'afilu atinok eino bar havona klal, even to a young child that doesn't understand what's going on, a baby. V'davar zehu aser min haTorah, this is actually forbidden from the Torah to do so. And we learn the salvi, alfinu lo midichsiv bishrotzim lo sochlim. It says, in regards to creepy crawly things, it says, lo sochlim, you're not allowed to eat them, and we read it, we pronounce it, ukroy seru, it's an unnecessary word, and we therefore read it, ukiblu chazal derotz lomar lo sa'achilum liktanim. You shouldn't go feed them to young children. And likewise, in regards to the prohibition against eating blood, that's also extra. You're not allowed to go give blood to young children. Likewise, in terms of being metami a kohen, which is a double lashon, tell the adults that they should go and prevent the young children from getting tummy. If you name Yisholosh Mitzvah from this triple mitzvah combination over here, Anu Lemeidim L'chol Torah Kul, we learn how to all dinim in the Torah, that call Isurei Torah Osu L'Achilim O L'Tzavosim Sheavor, you're not allowed to go and directly go and give them Isur, or to tell them to do Isur. And therefore, L'chein Osu L'Tein L'Tinok Devar Ma'echol Shel Isur Afilu L'Sogpo, you shouldn't give a young child something to play with that's Osu to eat, because Shema Yochlenu, he'll obviously put it in his mouth and eat it. Devi Kima'achal Le'Biodayim, and that's no different. He brings down the name of the Morgan of Rome, as if you actually fed it to the child yourself. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay says, "V'lomer le'ini Yehudi to tell a non-Jewish person sheitin dover isa latino kamkinosa, to tell a non-Jewish person to go and give a Dover Asa to a young child is also forbidden. Just like all prohibitions, you're not allowed to have a non-Jewish person do them for you. And likewise to tell a young child himself, that he should eat something, the Asa is also forbidden to do. With this, we'll conclude today's shir, even though we're in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah. We'll pick it up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.